some of you have heard this before, so but I'm just accused of repeating myself. So here we are. The Paris Notebook. Sorry, the Paris Sketchbook. Through the eyes of an artist. December. And one hand lifts the windswept air from Houseman rooftop. And Henry Moore's reclining nude. An acquisition in bronze. The other hand measures perspective. And day pass à la neige. Footprints in the snow, before rolling oil pastels between thumb and forefinger, the same way as Gitane's. Degas tells us about the art of painting, how to search for lost colour and hue in the shadows, elusive to all but the discerning eye. How shafts of light softly fall into the chiffon skirt of a dancer, her limbs outstretched like a statue of a Hindu god. Time curving her spine to wounded satin feet. How, but Rue de Laval, a mirror leans into an arabesque. A double bass lies, laid with dust, cerise, mauve, and lemon. And how he performs a pas de deux with illusion and reality. His studio rancorous with failing sight, solitude rehearsing in the wings. Poised next to a Delacroix, an aspiring Le Petit Danseuse, where at Palais Garnier, pouring hot wax, he sculpts movement. Coquettish pink limbs, lighter than air, flirt with frozen whitewashed walls and the avant-garde. In the corner of the room, a violin is waiting to be tuned next to an unfinished canvas. Spring grows with the scent of the first orange blossoms, but until then, winter presses silhouettes against window panes, as unyielding and potent as undiluted red wine before snow. At Musée de l'Orangerie, the ghost of October's black piano still lingers, the wind and Debussy fading with the fraying petals of a water lily.
This is just something I wrote for my nephew when he was learning to walk. So, Herkian. Teetering hands free on the cusp, I catch you before you catch yourself, the fire guard and my eye. Holding a breath and stare that's meeting mine to ask, is this okay? Until you decide it's not. Clutch at easy straws, recompose yourself to start all over again some other day. I'm sorry, I think I say out loud, though I am all animal noise you cannot understand, so I decide that I have scared you. Leave you to your cartoons and the coffee table crutch you like to lean on until one day you stand to full height at my hip, smiling wide like you forget the need for holding on, the need to preserve yourself in case your move is wrong and makes it worse than never walking at all. And it's lovely and it's sad, and I'm lucky I've had the notion to write it down for the both of us whenever we get stuck.
Give me out Megan Corn, please.
So this one's originally called Jigsaw at the moment. So, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. But don't forget the sugar and the water. When life gives you daisies, make daisy chain necklaces. In the sunshine to complement your daisy chain crown. When life breaks your heart, you better pick up every damn doom disaster piece. Every single sharp shard of your heart, as if you're building a jigsaw. You will cut your fingers, and the blood may pour like the tears streaming down your face, but you will pick up every single solitary soul piece, no matter how long it takes. And you'll fall apart again, and you'll pick up those pieces again. But that's okay, because you're getting pretty good at doing this jigsaw. Left ventricle, right ventricle, first glance, first word. Left atrium, right atrium, first touch, first kiss. Aorta, pulmonary artery, hugs, fights, superior vena cava, tears, loneliness, pulmonary vein, memories. But you will be whole again. You are not broken glass. You are not fragile. There's no warning on you that says handle with care. There are no directions of you saying this side up when you're that side down. You are not a damsel in distress. You don't need a knight in shining armor. You will be your own savior. You will be your own hero, and you will fight whatever life puts in your path. Because when life pushes you around, you push back. Woo!
Can we have Jack Shotland, please?
Here I am. My name, I'll clear up my name. My name is Jackie or Jacqueline. I use Jack Shortland for poetry because I just think it looks nicer on the page. So that's my choice for that. I'm writing it down, but you may call me whatever. This is Into the Mystic, after Into the Mystic, Van Morrison, you know. We were born before the wind, that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the cut-out, corrugal shape, tacked between fabric waves out there with the sage beyond the skellig. It's in the found sticks tied with seaweed to make a bunny boat, to carry shells and drift, hopefully never to land. It's in the tip of a brush dipped in white, and twirled to trace a tall shipmast, transparent, barely there in the mist. It's in the record needle repeatedly placed in the space to move into the groove in the smell of the sea and feel the sky dance. It's in the lid lifted to reveal ashes, be tumbled into water and watched as they become collaged into the sky. It's in the why, in the wish to be scattered.
Hey, Jack. Can we have Matthew Moynihan, please?
It's a work in progress, but then again, so is everything. On, shit, I've forgotten the name. On Battling the Animal. These lonely streets absorb the jigsawed lives of men who battle the animal. Strolling as a cognitive tourist in video cafes, I am a voyeur to my sometimes consciousness. Blood in tachycardic bliss makes itself, masks itself as love. This burning blood... that wasn't meant to be. This burning blood masks itself as love in its tachycardic moments, transports enzymes, catalysts for the freezing of the intellect. Polar ice cascades as a thawing schism, so I can lie in the guilty shade of the Trinity. This northbound compass, this recipe for ruthless entanglement, dances in a carousel of serotonin, endorphins, dopamine, testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen. Am I polemic in this school of thinking? The daily papers regurgitate example after crimson example of the beast on leaving its cave. So don't you dare forget that battling this wicked animal is brave.
Thanks, Matthew. Can we have Cliff Wedge read, please?
I left school 2 weeks after my 15th birthday, Easter 1961, went to work for an old solicitor in central London as a junior clerk and a messenger boy. And every Friday night at 5:30, they'd give me a little brown envelope full of LSD. Pound shillings and pence. And I had an overwhelming feeling of freedom. With a bit of cash in my pocket, I could buy cigarettes any time I wanted. With plumbers, mates and Woodbine, Sweet Afton and Park Drive, 20 Capstan full strength, lucky to be alive. with 20 caps to full strength, lucky to be alive. Rolling up Sun Valley, Old Hoban, strong and sweet, Rizzler Red and a box of Swan, a smoker's life complete. Smoking down in Stockwell, puffing up Park Lane, rolling fags down Regent Street to Leicester Square again until my head was spinning. To London I had come, immature and innocent, in 1961. When sixpence was a tanner, a shilling was a bob, 12 coppers to a shilling, I had a handy job. Oh, how my pockets jingled, no credit cards were found. 5 florins to a 10 bob note and 8 half crowns a pound. Walking back to happiness, happy birthday, sweet 16. Jiving at the 100 Club when trad jazz was the scene. Coffee at the Two Eyes, Old Compton Street, my home. Heaven and hell, the macabre as well, I soon found where to roam. Down Windmill Street to the circus, up Greek Street to the square, Soho was my playground, a lad without a care. In a suit from Berwick Market that only cost £5, with drainpipe pants and Cuban heels, I really got around. In a pair of Winkle Pickers, I'd often stand and stare, combing hair, my mineral cream hair. Dave Brubeck at the Marquee, Alexis playing blues. The Troubadour in Chelsea, so many gigs to choose. All night at the Flamingo to see young Georgie Fame, singing at the keyboard while I played my teenage game. When Doreen was a dancer who came from Canning Town, she thought I looked artistic. I thought she'd been around. I used to go and see her down the Sunset Strip. My innocence soon ended when she let her garter slip. When sixpence was a tanner, a shilling was a bob, 12 coppers to a shilling, I had a handy job. Oh, how my pockets jingled, no credit cards were found. 5 florins to a 10 bob note, and 8 half crowns a pound. The end.
Thanks, Benjamin Wallace.
This is a short poem by Sherlock O'Carolan, the national composer of Ireland. Originally written in the Irish, and I was looking at different English translations, and they were all quite long-winded and flowery, and I think they captured the happiness without the bitterness. So I did my own version. It's called Ode to Whiskey. Whiskey, spirit of the heart, you lace my gut. I'm senseless, unconscious, you're the beating I like best. My coat is in tatters, and I've lost my cravat. Never mind that, lift me up again tomorrow.
Thanks, Matt. Can we have folks land, please?
So I have something a small bit different. It's not really a poem, it's actually a riddle. So I'm going to read it out. It sounds done in the poem sense. And then if you think you've got it, come up to me at the end, and then I'll let you know if you actually solved it. I called you from the west, and you responded. So I trusted you are my brother. But I shall test and check you out who I expect, else you are another. I'm a shepherd without arms, legs or body, only face. My flock is without arms, legs or face, only body. When I'm down, they retreat from the land. When I'm high, I lead my flock across the sands. Who am I and who are my flock? Thank you.
Can we have Ellen McNevin now, please?
This is a short poem about my husband, who often takes me on very cold camping trips. Love is high and nauseous. Hit it to the ribs. Love is Ecuador mountains. Hit it to fight in frozen rain. Love is losing clothes to see ghosts wrapped in red. Love, sun is heat. Night is cold, this fucking pot. Love is lost on freezing ground in Texas, and men with guns and monsters are machines.
Thanks for that. Can we have Charles Clark, please?
Hey. dog from the suburbs. Boy with Dalmatian on a lead, teenager with blue shoes, passes by opposite. Dalmatians have very black bellies, black as the ace of spades, and are spotted as spotted dick to the suburban eye.
Let's have some real medium call, please.
I was going to read a long poem, but given the fact that there are so many waiting, I've decided to read one I already read. So bear with me. It's called Eruption. Overnight it came, a pulpy bulge at my left shoulder, melding with my flesh, a hideous surprise. Was it a dibbuk pushing through my skin, showing me up, cutting me down to size, punishment for some past deficiency? Maybe a nibber, a spirit more benign, gently revealing life's adversity. Whatever was the cause, I was loath to root it out. The pain of amputation froze my will. I accepted what I had become, a thing ungainly and encumbered. As well, there was Saint Paul, sorely distressed when Satan pressed a thorn into his side. He asked the Lord 3 times to pluck it out, so at last it was to curb his pride. This gives me reassurance that my ungainly lump may keep me grounded, humble, and alert.
Thank you. Thanks, Betty. Give me a Patricia Walsh, please.
It's called Expecting the Inquisition. A repeated phone call settled matters for the moment, a catch cry of the demeaned. Common parlance, a pretext for desecration. An order expected, nudging past the door. Some finality, thank God, for us still sane. It hurts to see entitlements denied, even more than the night, to be correct. Manual operation stalled its starvation. At a week's glance, property reactivated. Maybe us blind and be done with it. Surveillance proves right, the cause masking. Bloody number digged its way over my head. It's a problem of others from now on. Giving on the receiving end a robust joke. Consciously wait for the pen to drop. A seated embarrassment invented by drones. A slighted movement condemn all. Inflicted punishment worse than muster. From circumstantial parties all around. Back to praying for a better deal. Being in trouble, loved by all creation, burning 2 light bulbs, working hard, not seeing the fruits of my dogged labour, nor switching on pleasure at a blind glance. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. Can we have Alana Matthews, please?
This is just a little memory that I had the other day. I plucked a teardrop from your lip. It was swollen, blue and grey, pressed a bruise on my palm. I comforted in the warm pain of feeling your fears hug my skin. And then you stole it back with noiseless sound. It embarrassed you, I guess, to lend yourself away so freely.
Thanks, Alana. Can we have John Bayes Post, please.
Some of you may know that the Hemingway special is a particular sort of cocktail, but I've got a sixth sense of humour, so I thought it might also apply to something else. Hemingway special. It's a short 12 ball, madam, single barrel. We find there's no call for a double-barreled model. In the box you'll find a plastic mouthpiece. We offer it in pink and blue. It's moulded so one can bite the muzzle. It gives our customers confidence. The trigger's convenient, even for a lady, if I may put it like that. Positive but light, and easily reached by either thumb. Some customers use both. There's enough room in the guard without the possibility of accident. The decoration's elegant but discreet. It can be engraved with 30 characters at no extra cost. One cartridge is included. It's guaranteed, of course, but we've never had any return. We prefer cash. Cards cause us complications if they are cancelled too promptly. I see, madam. Thank you very much. Would you like a gift wrapped? And the message...
And John, I forgot to mention he's our current International Five Horse Poetry Champion. Can we have Ali Bracken, please?
This is the interior monologue of a character who has just been to see a clinical psychologist. This is a dark side of the jealous wall. That was a big waste of time, that the big waste of time, that the big waste of time, that the big waste of time. He's got disgusting dry chapped lips like a squashed and discarded lime. He's got the horrible face of someone with far too much satisfaction. He's got the look of someone that invokes infinite regression in every philosophical discussion. Do you think you treat yourself in the same way that you treat your stuff? I mean, come on, what on earth to ask that kind of question? Bicycles and madness in tandem with sadness. I'm not the one that's mad. Everyone must be mad to him. He's got that insufferable look of self-worth, that look, that self, that righteousness that comes from describing everyone by negation. That's an old idea. At least it feels old. It certainly feels cold. That idea that I am on whereas everyone else is off. That idea that I am day and everyone else is night. That idea that I am awake and everyone else is sleeping. Do you think you treat yourself in the same way that you treat your stuff? I mean, come on, what a nerve to ask that kind of question. Clarity goes hungry and vultures are thirsty. Going to that guy reminds me of the cow of the Israeli. He'll question and question, then question your question, and let you off with something that in the end profits one from the two, and I bet you can guess whom. I have a rash, doctor. Could you help me understand it? We could try to do away with, but I insist you'll make a great fit. If only you had more to see, more to quit. I've got three words for you. Compartmentalization, atomization, and normalization. Do you think you treat yourself in the same way that you treat your stuff? I mean, come on, what on earth to ask that kind of question? They say that language is a symphony that we all sing to, but what of those of us that cannot speak? They say that food is a flavour that we all revel in, but what of those of us that cannot eat? They say that sound is a waveform that we all taste, but what of those of us that cannot hear? They say that skin is a mother's breast that we all cling to, but what of those of us that cannot touch? They say that sight is a hero that we all renown, but what of those of us that cannot see? For not one of us can see all of the colours, the white light of the sun and all of its brothers. Are we not therefore all blind? Blind of mothers? Mother said not one nor two, but many and more than that. When did we cease to love her and her confession? Do you think you treat yourself in the same way that you treat your stuff? I mean, come on, what on earth to ask that kind of question? I managed one thing and one thing alone, and that was to say nothing that I rehearsed at home. And God, I hate cycling. There's far too much time to think. Do you remember when you were learning to cycle? Kind of, I think. Remember you couldn't close your eyes and was afraid to blink? Oh yeah, maybe that's what causes accidents. What? Maybe everyone blinks at the same time and then crash. Wink.
Can we have the cow, please?
Health fantastically average and average I manage. I mean, whatever angle I manage to strangle, I've mangled whatever advances I'm handed, and through what ups and downs chances are, so I'd wager no more one than other for waxing the wainage. Health fantastically average and average I manage. Amid all the put-downs and bust-ups I'm still here, through bandages, whiff-bams and salves I have salvaged, more or less near enough just about what I started with, which may or may not by the gram or the tonnage, but be much, but it's all zero sum weighing profit v lossage. How fantastically average and average I manage, reverting to deuce after every advantage. Rolling a rolling a boulder up a hill every day and seeing it roll back down infinitely. If you were to call a one on each peak, and thus call its converse a zero, let's say, and make all these integral points to a sum and divide by the totals of nones and of one, and get the neat figure or fraction you'd see, Sisyphus sure strikes a mean pose halfway. How fantastically average and average I manage, reverting the third already. Have it unpassable word that a passenger passing my name round at noon today heard that I was simply ecstatically just getting by. He said, damn it, that guy's got to be seen, because he may or may not at first be, he may or may not be a first or a last, but he's got one supremely in-between mean. Unbelievably medium, he's so mild it's wild. He's mild is wild. He sounds like to be spicy is mild. He's so evens it's dicey. If he's tails as he tails as he heads, it's fantastically average. The average I've managed. Don't flip a coin at me, man. I'm a man on the edge.
Can we have Alexis Campbell Brunner, please?
Did I ever tell the tale of Crowbar?
No.
True story from County Leash. He's now 30 years of age, but he got stuck with his name at a very early stage. At the tender age of 11, after a local bar's song and dance, he used the lunar light to take his furtive chance. Maybe the moonlight had driven him to try to break into that bar. He intended to drink all that drink, but he didn't get very far. You see, he didn't drink much of the lotion before he was caught with his crowbar. And now the name given to him twinned with devotion, and now he's 30, and now he's crowbar. Hey.
Thanks, Alexis. Can we have now Harry, please?
I got these 7 haikus from walking in West Cork. Beer man is handy, all right. Cobwebs in my head, lightly feather dusted, out by a long hill walk. Smooth as molten silk, cascading from mossy rocks. It's living water. Electric flash of kingfisher under ash and wet-footed willow. Buried stone circle, ring of teeth peaks from peat, waiting to tell stories. Dragonflies droning, united in love over water lily pads. Plate-sized canapes if you're sure, it's mushroom roulette. Life in the slow lane, oak stands there, going nowhere. It knows its own place. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Now, can we have good old Matthews, please?
So the lawn on this rocking raft, the ocean underneath is my life. Watch my back for a sign of danger, I've been known to work in strife. Survival is the game we play, and balance is the key. Can't look back, for I must stay focused on my unfolding destiny. But I'm scared shitless, bound by a crippling fear of what the future holds. Cause if the past is anything to go by, a life of pain can be foretold. Yet I cling to this glimmer of hope inside, and my faith can only grow. And in this world where no one knows me, listen up, and I will show you through words and rhymes and nouns and verbs, a brief account of my years. On this earth in which I've inhabited, seen through a lonely lens of tears. Anger flavors suppression, fueled by a toxic venom and rage. I'm the outsider, hurt and wounded, my mind is trapped inside this cage. Hidden behind this mask since childhood, built to protect from each attack. Isolation is my address, this fucking world so grey and black. So as my thoughts they start to wander like shooting stars from high above, my mind knits together a sequence depicting fear, sadness, even love. Now the outsider is my title, misunderstood, awkward, and so on. I'm a Martian, I'm a freak show, and in this world I don't belong. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. We have Max Green, please.
Take your time, Max. So short.
I thought it was a huge list tonight. I'm hoping some tune up. Okay, this back is the story of a very good friend of mine, stroke suitor, stroke, turns out very shady guy. I waited, but you never showed. Look through empty doors, through silent roads, and wondered why you never said goodbye. Later that night, I walked home alone and went into bed, all on my own, still wondering why you never said goodbye. Then I heard about how you went on the run. All those shady guys all wanted you done in. I wonder, would I see you again? One look in your eyes, I saw right through to your disguise. Addicted to bad love, addicted to bad love. All of those nights we danced together, talked to the songs, wondered if ever you'd ask me out. You waited far too long. Then when you said that you really loved me, told you it was late. I'd already met Buddy, we told it then, it was too late for us. Now I had to come, your message rolled back time. Strange this sad outcome, my hustler's on the run from crime. Addicted to bad love, addicted to bad love. All of those nights we danced together, talked to the songs, wondered if ever you'd ask me out. You've waited far too long. Thank God. Bad love, addicted to bad love. That's a good guy at the end.
And back, and our last poet tonight is Mr. Stanley Nash.
Okay, so revealed something personal. I was lying in the bath a couple of weeks ago, naked, obviously. And I tend to listen to music, and I don't know if you know the song, but you get it here anyway. Tom Waits, I Hope That You Don't Fall in Love with Me, came on. And you know, you get that moment in your head, I just thought. So it's a song about a man sitting in a bar, thinking about chatting up a woman, but doesn't. And my head went, what the fuck was she doing? So I wrote the female response. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it as a duet. So every second verse is written by me and Tom Waits. So Tom Waits and me. So it's Tom Waits and then it's me and it's Tom Waits. You'll know the difference. Because Tom is a genius. And I'm just a langer from Cork. And if I start singing, stop me because I'm a terrible singer. Well, I hope that I don't fall in love with you, because falling in love just makes me blue. Well, the music plays and you display your heart for me to see. And I had a beer and now you're here calling out to me. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Oh, I hope that you will fall in love with me, because falling in love's the greatest truth. See, I know your face and this old place is where you often call to have a beer, and now I'm here, I'm ready for the fall. Oh, I hope that you will fall in love with me. Well, the room is crowded, people everywhere, and I wonder, should I offer you a chair? Well, if you sit down with this old clown and take this frown and break it, before the evening's gone away, I think that we could make it. But I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Well, the room is crowded, still I find a chair, and as I take my seat, I'm trying not to stare, but then I see your face and I want to trace my hands upon your skin, and in that moment all is clear. My Lord, let love begin. Oh, I hope that you will fall in love with me. Well, the night does funny things inside a man, these old tomcat feelings you don't understand. Well, I turn around and look at you, you light a cigarette. I wish I had the guts to burn one, or bum one, but we've never met. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Well, new love does funny things inside a girl. See, my head and my heart, they're both in such a twirl. And when I get a sense, you're watching me as I light a cigarette. An ocean unfurls in my core. Won't you dive into my depths? I can see that you are lonesome just like me, and it being late, you'd like some company. Well, I turn around and look at you, and you look back at me. The guy you're with, he's up and split. The chair next to you's free. Oh, I hope that you don't fall in love with me. So much time has passed, the night is almost done. My friend is gone, I'm sitting all alone. You turn around and look at me, I look you in the eye. I think the moment has arrived, but no, we're both too shy. Still I know that you will fall in love with me. Now it's closing time, the music's fading out. Last call for drinks, I have another stout. Well, I turn around to look at you, you're nowhere to be found. I searched the place for your lost face. Guess I'll have another round. And I think that I just fell in love with you. As I close my eyes, I'm pondering our fate. I just had to leave because it got so late. But you're in my heart forever now, and there you will remain. The only question left to ask is how we light this flame. Because I know that you just fell in love with me.
Thanks everybody, YouTube part in the 5-hour challenge. Well done to Max for winning it. Thanks to our guest poets, Andrew Marabushimana and Ross Berry. Thank you, Stonewall, we had a great night. We'll see you all again.